USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A grand jury in Kentucky is out with a single indictment from the Louisville police raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Former police officer Brett Hankinson was charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing his gun into the home of Taylor's neighbors. Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the 2 officers who fired their weapons at Taylor were justified in using force to protect themselves during a narcotics investigation.
Criminal law is not meant to respond to every sorrow and grief. And that is true here.
Cameron said the investigation was thorough.
I understand that as a black man, how painful this is.
Protesters have started in Louisville. Ben Crump is the Taylor family attorney.
She's in her apartment. She's in the sanctity of her home.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson and his wife, First Lady Teresa Parson, has tested positive for COVID-19. The governor's communication office said Teresa Parson underwent the testing early on Wednesday after displaying some minor symptoms. The governor was tested after learning of her positive test, and he was also determined to have the virus. In a statement, he said, "At this time, the governor feels healthy and is displaying no symptoms. The First Lady has mild symptoms." Mike Parson canceled all official and campaign events in light of the test results. During this time, Governor Parson continues to conduct and fulfill all roles of business of the state of Missouri from the governor's mansion without any interruption. The governor's staff was also tested as a result of the 2 positive tests, and they're now awaiting those results. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
On Capitol Hill, a hearing in the House is focusing on the economy. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell is testifying before a Democratic-led House hearing, to which House Minority Whip Steve Scalise is praising the Fed Chairman for his leadership.
As we work together through this, I just want to thank you for keeping a steady hand at the Federal Reserve, which has been so important as we start seeing this economic recovery.
Paul telling the committee there are signs that the economy is improving.
Many economic indicators show marked improvement. Household spending looks to have recovered about 3/4 of its earlier decline, likely owing in part to federal stimulus payments and expanded unemployment benefits.
President Trump is tweeting some good news. Johnson & Johnson is announcing that it's begun the 3rd and final phase of clinical trials for its COVID-19 vaccine. The company said the late-stage trial for its new vaccine will include 60,000 adult volunteers in 215 locations worldwide. An earlier study showed the vaccine was safe. That vaccine is among 4 that have been supported by the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed program to reach phase 3 trials, along with candidates in development at Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca. Dr. Anthony Fauci said multiple COVID-19 vaccines will likely be needed to meet global demand. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.